research, and I'll present the next talk. This is a similar in the same area. So we're trying to test the lower permeability tower, but in different settings. So this is for annual crops and in the different design. We are on the raised bed system. Some of you may be familiar. And so these Dr. Ruijun Qin, and he cannot be at the meeting, so I'll give the presentation. Dr. John Thomas and Dr. Donald Dixon, they are in University of Florida. And Dr. Hussein Adawa is from University of California, Davis. Dr. Dong Wang is from ARS. So this is a joint large project underneath a supporting methyl bromide transition program. Okay, raised beds are used for some of the annual crop productions. Example is the strawberry production in the West California coastal areas, and the tomato production in Florida. And these two photos basically show the tarping is actually common practice for producing these crops, whether you use a fumigation or not. And again, you know, fumigants are necessary, especially strawberries that have such a high profit margin, and they like to invest and make sure their strawberry plants grow as well as possible with the high yield and the profitable berries. And the 1-3 crop pickering and 1-3D and crop pickering are the two important alternatives used these days. And the fumigants are highly regulated, especially in California, for both exposure risk control, that's the flux, and the VOC emissions. They're tarping the soil surface with these lower permeability tarps in this system should be very effective and practical. Again, the traditional tarp standard polyethylene film, that's not effective to control emissions. The low permeability tarp VAF and the TAF, and right now, and the growers are actually trying to use this film more, but we need to determine whether they, because actually installation of a tarp over the beds is probably even severe in terms of stretching. So we want to test how these TAF tarp perform in these systems. In California, fumigants are applied to raised beds. Over 50% of the fumigation now is used drip application. That is, the fumigants are delivered to the soil through irrigation system. So this, that's when the soil beds are formed first, then they install the irrigation tape about a couple of inches below the soil surface, then the top of the field. These tapes will be used through the growing season as a irrigation. So this picture basically shows the fumigation tank. Didn't show the nitrogen tank, so that's introduced to the irrigation line, and you apply irrigation water to the soil. And then in Florida, this is different. So they form the bed, and then they use this rig with the chisels going driving through the bed, and they inject the fumigants. And after that, then they tarp the beds. So the objective of this research area is to determine the effect of the bed design and other factors on fumigant emissions in raised beds, tarped with these low permeability films. But this presentation, I can only provide the data so far we have to compare the difference in the net emissions from soil fumigation between two different fumigation trials. So one strawberry field trial in California and one tomato field trial in Florida. And these give us conditions. We conduct these two field trials. California, we did this earlier, but we never be able to publish this data yet. And then in Florida, we just did the field trial early this year. So strawberry field in California, it's Oxnard, it's a major growing strawberry growing region in the West Coast. And this tomato field in situ, I think, is the middle of Florida. And the soil are different from the two states. The sandy loam in California, Florida, most of the sand. Because of the different texture, you can form a different beds. It's very difficult to form higher beds for the sandy soil in Florida. So the beds relatively taller in California, 30 centimeter versus 22 centimeter in California. So it's a little wider in California than Florida. The fumigant formulation is similar. It's inline, that's the formulation for drip irrigation, but it includes 60% 1,3-D and 33% crop pickering. For the Florida trial, use a Telon C35, that's for shunt injection. It's a similar 61% 1,3-D, 35% crop pickering. However, in Florida, this trial we tested using the carbonate fumigant, which means you add CO2 to the fumigant tank, and when applying, it uses CO2 to push the fumigant out. So it hopefully it disperses the fumigant better, have better efficacy. Application rating strawberry much higher, 340 kilogram per hectare, than the tomato field, 150. And the drip applied in California, shank applied in Florida. Injection depth much shallower in the drip applied and was 25 centimeter in the Florida. So in California, we happen to have included the standard tarp, and a couple years ago we have a VAF material, GTAF only available become since 2 years ago. The field sampling, okay, here shows the pictures how we measure the emission flux. Okay. We measure emissions both on the bed and in the furrows. This is dynamic flux chamber. So in the bottom, that's a chamber. So we place a seal over the top. And this is a semi-automatic. So the we build, there's air flow through the chamber. And there, portion of the air flow will go through to this electronic control box. There are resin tubing to absorb that air fumigants. And then we take that, over time, we change that tubes and then bring to the lab and extract and analyze the fumigants. Then you calculate the flux by considering what's the flow rate, the surface area, and then we can calculate cumulative emission loss too. So the red one shows the Florida trial. We have two chambers over beds at different locations and the two in the furrows. This is the results from the California trial. So the left one, that's the flux when the tarp is on the beds, and the right one, that's the flux from the furrows. And the top one, this is standard PE bed, and the bottom one, that's the VAF. So yes, it's obvious. The standard tarp give you twice over the emission flux compared to the VAF. And in the furrows, you can see at this scale is already 10 times lower than the beds. So in the forest, we see very little emission loss in these settings. And so in terms of cumulative emission loss, on the top of the VAF bed, that's about 31% as a percent of applied. Uh-huh. And for the PE bed, they're like 15% higher. For the furrows, it's 0 to 0.4%. So it's very little in the furrows. And the concentration of 1,3-D on the tarp, under VAF tarp, is still twice or higher concentration compared to standard tarp. And in Florida, however, it's just the opposite. That's the kind of cause of interest and why it's so different. So over the bed, the higher the scale is up to only 0.1 microgram per square meter per second. And the flux never gone above, both of them below 0.02 for both the cis and the trans. This is 1,3-D. And for the furrows, however, the scale is like 200 times higher over the beds already. And then you see this higher flux. A few days later, you got this peak. And these kind of change. There's a diurnal change. They also change a little bit. So kind of explained because to form the bed in sandies, they have to pound so much water. It's flooded that you form the beds. So over time, I think that water will drain out, and that may cause some more emissions over later time. Cumulative emission loss from the bed is less than 1%, 0.1%. For the furrows, however, you got like a 27%. This is what you mentioned about, this is a sinking through from the bottom of the tarp. And so this picture shows actually the concentration from the middle of the top of the beds and go down to the edge of the top of the bed, and that means the top of the side of the bed. And then this go lower and the middle of the side of the bed. This is the bottom of the bed. So, but even though it's a lower concentration, but if you have fumigants near the bottom, that's the portion of the fumigant will seek through that tarp. So anyway, these two trials, so we cannot compare head-to-head because there's so many things that are different, but we could like examine, give some sense out of what are the major factors affecting those net emissions and what we should be doing in trying to minimize the emissions at different positions. So the source in Florida is sandy. That kind of enhances the emissions automatically. And the bed is much shallower. That kind of help also the sink of the emissions through the beds, through the tarps. Application method, now kind of sure that play major role, but the injection depth, it's much shallower in the drip applied, but it's so much deeper. So the injection depth, I'm not quite sure what the reason we do. It's just probably for testing. But you have a deeper depth and your bed height is shallower. That's kind of, you know, that's why you get higher emissions in the furrows. Fumigant type, the carbonated fumigants or fumigation method always help with better dispersion of the fumigant in the soil. That also enhances the emission from the furrows. The tarp of VAF tend to have a little higher permeability than TAF. So compare those, and I would like to conclude this time based on the data we have. So we know the lower permeability tarp can reduce the emissions in the raised bed system. And the raised bed design and the soil conditions, we cannot ignore, those are major also factors to affect the total emission in the end. And in the California, we have not done whether this TAF new tarp will work well in the strawberry field setting. And we probably, if there's a chance, would like to continue that determination. In Florida, however, I think the major challenge we need to focus on how we control the emission from the furrows because it's sandy soil. So possibly we can increase the bed height if possible. If not, maybe try to the shallow injection or increasing soil moisture. You can irrigate during the application. Maybe that helps to separate the emissions. This is a funding agency. I'll see if I'm using my... Okay. Do we have... I think I'm running out of time. I used up all my time. I need to... we'll go to next speaker. So if we have a question, we can save into the end.